time. Great one for a Friday. It's a Patriots Friday. And we will get to They Said It coming up at 7. Heads up on Monday. Are we at Gillette Stadium Monday because of the England scenario, or are we in the studio Monday, Curtis? Do you know?
I haven't heard. My okay. guess is we will be there.
We will. Okay.
Yeah, right. So they let's say they play. I'm just
They're
doing all of
this. They're done by 12:30 our time.
Right, so they'll take off by 3:30.
Okay.
Then you're back in at 10. Okay. It's just like a 4 o'clock game.
All right. Excellent. All right, so Monday we will be at Gillette with Gerard Mayo on this show and Boomer Esiason. As long as we're doing programming heads ups, I've had a lot of questions about Bruins Thursday.
Well, a lot of people very concerned.
Yeah, very concerned about it. Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury launches this upcoming Thursday. Bruins Thursday here. Mike Milbury.
That was before Van Leeuwen.
Mike Milbury will be on this show every Thursday during the NHL season, and we love having him back. And so that launches on Thursday. New to this show, Celtics Wednesday. And we launch that next Wednesday after the opener on Tuesday night. And we will be joined every single Wednesday on this show at 9 by our very own, I may go so far as to refer to her as our very own Celtics beat reporter, Mego. So Mego, who is there virtually every day with the Boston Celtics, will join us on every Wednesday during the Celtics season on this show.
It's a Celtics Friday.
Was that at Bernie's?
That was a rough one.
Wiggs, yeah.
I was sick as a dog, but you know, I battled through it.
You like a night job.
Yeah. You were suffering.
I had a cold that night.
You had the Corvus.
Come on, man. Let me tell you how many times I've drank.
You and the governor.
That had nothing to do with Corvus.
You and the governor of New Hampshire had the Corvus.
Ty and I have put back in the governor. Put back many. I got sick, man.
So, and then Tuesday, we will launch the Celtics season with our pal Wick Grosbeck, who will join us at 8:20 on Tuesday. So,
I'm still working to get tickets for Tuesday night.
Yeah,
I'm still working the angle. So, holla at your boy, Mike. Yes, queen.
All right. We have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I really wanted to have like a fun, upbeat lead on this Friday, but there's a story out there that I think is very important. I think it's going to change the trajectory of what's been going on, a terrible thing that's been going on in our society. Yesterday, the 14-year-old who killed 4 at Appalachia High School in Georgia was indicted as an adult on 55 counts. His dad, 55-year-old Colin Gray, was also indicted on 29 counts. Gray gave his son an AR-15-style rifle as a gift after law enforcement officials interviewed them back in May of 2023 in connection with reports of online threats to carry out a school shooting. After that, the dad gave his son an AR-15-style rifle. This is changing. The way in which officials, law enforcement is handling school shootings is changing. They are holding parents responsible if they were turning a blind eye to their kids and what their kids are going through and signs that their kids need help or need to be taken out of these school systems. This could be what changes how, again, I'm going to use the word laissez-faire, school shootings have been in this country. Every single time we've seen a school shooting, we've seen thoughts and prayers, never again, all of this. This is actual change that could lead us down a path of less terrible situations in schools. And this could actually help protect our kids.
Great lead.
That's a good lead.
I'm a big personal responsibility person. So I have resisted the urge to think that you can blame it on the parents, but I think you have to do it. Great lead, Courtney.
So this is interesting. This is a really good lead because we're dealing with minors, right? So would the same thing be said? Because we had this conversation about the parents who allowed their kid to keep driving after they know he had multiple speeding situations.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think he killed his friend or something like that. Because
that's kind of where it started almost. The idea of holding the parents accountable
right
when a teenager, a near adult, is doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
That could lead to that leads to reckless behavior that could lead to somebody else being hurt. So it's very interesting that about that lead. So. Yeah.
Excellent lead.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So I know you said that we're going to have Wick on, and I tell you what, I haven't watched much, but just a little bit of the Celtics preseason. And when I tell you, that boy Jason Tatum got a whole new bag. He incorporated a little pull-up jumper from behind the three-point line. Mm. You look at his shooting mechanic. He's a lot quicker with his release. I tell you what, I am excited, not, you know, obviously for the Celtics, but just to see Tatum and him taking that next step as a 26-year-old who is first team All-NBA, has won a championship.
MVP this season?
I think so.
Okay.
MVP this season.
That's your lock?
I will bet on him. Okay. I will bet on him to be MVP.
Of the finals or the regular season?
I was talking regular season.
I think regular season and finals.
Okay.
Right? He should have got finals MVP last year, but that's a different conversation. It's a different conversation. He should have, but if you just look at the overall numbers from beginning to end, and I know we tend to not do that, but that is a different conversation.
I know it's not Celtics Wednesday, but I found a great Celtics nugget, and I have not been able to announce it on the show.
Yes.
Did you see the story where all execs in the NBA, all 30, voted on best coach?
Yeah.
Did you see who didn't get a single vote?
Yes.
Who do they vote best coach? Because I want to fall.
Eric Spoelstra.
I want to fall off my seat like Joey C.
So I'm crazy, but 30 execs were asked who the best coach in the NBA is. Not one of them agreed with Wiggy. The majority agreed with me, well, Mr. NBA.
That's because 30 of them are idiots. Eric Spoelstra. What has Eric Spoelstra won?
He's won several championships, he's taken a team without talent past your Celtics with more talent.
He's won several championships
Who was a more talented team, the Heat or the Celtics, 2 years ago?
Celtics were a more talented team.
And who won the series?
The Heat won that series.
Oh.
Who was it more what?
The Heat or the Celtics.
Who was a more talented team?
Two years ago.
When they lost, Tatum got hurt in the first quarter
of game 7, series they fell down 3-0.
Exactly. When Jimmy Butler threw up 71 or something ridiculous, whatever he had. Yes.
Yeah, remember, that was Mazzulla's first year of coaching, and they had just thrown him in there.
Yep.
So right now, stop with the Eric Spoelstra hype.
Stop with that guy.
It's not me. It's the 30 NBA execs.
What has he won?
I've already told you what he won.
Other than he had LeBron, D-Wade at his prime, and Chris Bosh, Ray Allen, they had a legit... They were the originators of super teams.
Of course. And then they got past your super team without one.
We got to take a quick break.
We didn't have a super team.
Chris Bosh.
Super duper.
We will get to my lead, the only one remaining.
You got it,
left. Brother. And I hate doing this, but I'm obsessed. I for whatever reason, I'm obsessed with the plan. And I don't know why I'm still obsessed with it. It really doesn't matter much, but I want you to hear something that was said yesterday, and I maybe then we can put the plan to bed. So we'll get to my lead, and they said it next.